So let's finish out and talk about your 74-year-old man.
Right. So I had this 74-year-old gentleman, a lifelong non-smoker. He presented with a large right upper lobe mass and extensive bilateral pulmonary nodules. And so he was actually symptomatic because of cough and some mild chest pain. It turned out on screening, he had 26 subcentimeter brain metastases, completely asymptomatic, but really an impressive presentation. So we sent him to our radiation group, and I expected them to offer him whole brain radiation as we did the workup for his mets. They actually, and this is way off the reservation, I admit, but our Gamma Knife group is fairly aggressive, and I think because of the very tiny size of the brain mets, they did wind up offering him Gamma Knife, which he tolerated quite well, so stereotactic radiosurgery.
So I'm just trying to think about doing, so if you do that on 26 lesions, that's a lot different than whole brain?
That's a really good question. They really were tiny. To be honest, I think that there was a little bit of a delay to his mutation analysis. And I think, you know, this is a couple of years ago. I think now I would have felt more comfortable in this asymptomatic patient if I knew he had an EGFR mutation and these almost miliary but multifocal brain mets, I would have let him get the EGFR TKI for a period of time, maybe just 4 weeks or 6 weeks, again, assuming asymptomatic brain mets, because we see such a nice brain response. So I admit that I think I might have handled that a little differently if I had seen him before the radiation docs had seen him, to be honest. So I definitely want to stress, a Gamma Knife to 26 lesions, not standard of care, shouldn't be standard of care, but he actually tolerated it beautifully.
Wow, interesting. So this paradigm, and the key, I think, from what we've heard is what you mentioned, asymptomatic. So no symptoms in the brain or related to the brain mets, particularly as you say with smaller lesions. So a lot of people, the majority will do what you just said, systemic EGFR TKI.
Especially in this case where, again, the Gamma Knife was exceptional. This is a patient who by all rights probably should have seen whole brain radiation, or that would have been the traditional recommendation and still would be for the non-mutated patient. So I think we are so loath to give whole brain because of that potential for longer term cognitive dysfunction that when we have a CNS active drug, we will go to great lengths to try to forestall the whole brain. And again, in this case, I think we probably could have. And I mean, we did, fortunately, but again, it was kind of an odd progression of events.
So this paradigm, though, of using targeted therapy in people with asymptomatic brain mets, I've heard people talk about freely in patients with EGFR and ALK, but what about ROS1? What about BRAF? What about MET exon 14? Again, small lesions, asymptomatic. Are you going to try targeted therapy?
I think it really depends on the patient. I think when we're talking about one or two lesions that are asymptomatic, we have the luxury of time and follow-up, and we can really see if these targeted therapies work straight out of the gate. And if not, then we have the opportunity to use our stereotactic radiosurgery. But I think, yeah, for all the ones you mentioned, though, that's a very reasonable approach. Somewhat depends on symptoms and size, but I give, you know, for example, some of these targeted therapy trials have been bold enough to allow untreated asymptomatic brain mets on trial, Alex included. So they get a lot of credit for proving that that's a very reasonable treatment paradigm.
Would you consider the same paradigm if you were, let's say, using a checkpoint inhibitor first line in somebody with TPS over 50%? Again, asymptomatic?
That's a vexing question. And I think that we just don't have enough CNS data at this point for the checkpoint inhibitors that I would be willing to wait. It's a conversation. And I think for the motivated patient who I trust I can do follow-up, we could think about it. I know there's some early data out of that Yale study that says there's a modest response rate in untreated brain mets, and that's across a melanoma and a lung population. But that starts making me a little bit more nervous. But if it helps me forestall whole brain, if it lets me do stereotactic to a small number of lesions, it may be a reasonable strategy. But I admit that for the checkpoint inhibitors, I haven't been as willing to do that.